On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Joining me in studio today, it's Tori Lagarde. She joins every once in a while, every week, and here she is, and I can prove it.
Bonjour.
That's it.
Ça va?
And Tout that bien. Means, how are you? Hi, hello.
What language?
French.
I know, you're smart, Ron.
I'm a Sauvignon.
Oh, I don't even know what that means. Is that a wine? Are you whining? Are you a wino?
I'm whining. I'm whining.
A whining wino.
What happens during the program here is...
Stays during the program.
That's Vegas.
Well, you started out like that.
I did start that.
I know. Right.
I opened it up and you went for it.
Yeah, I have to.
We discuss the things that are going on around us, whether they be social situations or world situations, and you can't join in pretty much.
We don't want you to.
You can't participate in
you
this.
You have nothing good to say,
there's
probably.
No tweeting. There's no twatting. There'll be no talking. It's that's the way it is.
You just listen and take it, man.
Take it, man. Take it like a man.
Bend over and take it, man.
What do you say if a woman has to take it like a man? What do you say? A woman, take it like a man?
I don't know.
Take it like a woman?
You know what? I just like man. I don't want to say the whole woman thing. Is that a feminist thing? Because I don't need it. I just want to say man.
I think we went too far with the feminist thing because women will always say, hey, guys. And then they'll talk to their female friends. Hey, guys, they're not guys.
I know, but it's a general statement, right? You generalize.
Well, why is a general statement on the guy side?
Hey,
why
gals.
Why is the guy say to his guy friends? Hey,
they
gals.
Do that because they do it to be funny. But they do it to be funny.
Yeah, so that's different. And that's condescending when you do that.
Kinda,
yeah, sorta. That's kind of making
fun of
them.
Speaking of the military. Come on, ladies. Get your acting gear, ladies.
We haven't really gotten that far in our social acceptance of even racially, we're so far behind again.
See, they're knocking. You never think of that. They're knocking women when they say ladies to men. Come on, ladies, get your
act. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, in other words, women are weak. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it's just all wrong.
Physically, yes. So, mm-hmm. Why are you going to harp on that? Obviously, men are stronger than women physically, unless it's a rare exception. But hey, we know that.
I know.
But it doesn't mean mentally, it doesn't mean all the other areas. Yeah. Definitely not. It's just a physical thing for the most part, I think.
Pretty much is.
Some women are stronger than men, of course, but you know what? Hey.
It's a physical thing, but the inference is not physical. The inference is mental.
Yeah, it's
and
everything.
And the way that you act, it's more that now.
You're also going to be in the sewing circle.
We're just going backwards.
I don't want to go back.
That's why I'm going to move to Antarctica where there are no people.
Yeah, but there's no food either.
Well, you can't have everything.
Well, you better think this out a little thoroughly. It's not sort of half-baked.
You know, I'm tired of thinking things out because when I think things out, they don't work out
the way that
I think they did to begin with.
I know.
And I'm always wrong.
So you know what you do? You take one day at a time.
Oh, did you like that show?
Oh, is that with what's his name? Poofer? Kramer? What was his name?
Poofer.
The guy, the maintenance guy. What was his name?
Oh, it wasn't Kramer, that Seinfeld.
I know, but it was like that. It was like, what was his name?
Oh, man.
Remember Pat Harrington?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. He was the super.
Schneider. Yes, Schneider. Schneider.
He didn't look Jewish.
No, he didn't. Not at all.
It's odd to me.
He didn't act Jewish.
I don't know. He looked Italian.
Funny, he didn't look Jewish.
And Harrington's Irish, so I'm really lost.
That's why the show is wrong. But Otherwise, it was okay.
It's full of drug addicts. I don't know.
There's a lot of problems there.
Yeah.
Anyway, hello, Tori. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I prompted a discussion we should have. I promoted mm-hmm. During my show last week.
Oh, okay.
The other day, whenever. I wanted to ask you something.
Sure. Before you do, Tori does a show every Tuesday. You can find a new Tori show, and that show is just bizarre.
It's only 30 minutes. Tori Tuesday. Sometimes it's 28 minutes or 25 minutes. It depends on...
Whatever. But you'll find a new one of those every single Tuesday. And of course, you can go to newenglandbroadcasting.com or Podbean or all those things and find past episodes if you want to binge her.
Because you're there right now. Think about that. That's a mind
screw. You're at one of those places.
One of those many places.
So anyway,
what do men call their sons Buddy because it's their name or because it's like a thing?
No, I call my son Buddy.
Why?
Did you know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. I do.
That's not his name.
God, no.
Yeah.
No, I was a little more creative than that.
Yeah. So why? I mean, I'm riding on the airplane on the way back, yep. And this guy behind me has a son, and
yes.
The whole time, hey, buddy, you see that plane taking off? Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
It's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I don't think I called my son Buddy until he was almost an adult, like a young adult.
Really? How does he feel about it?
He's never said stop that.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know why I do that.
But a lot of men do this. And I'm confused. So is anyone named Buddy, like Buddy Hackett? I mean, that's gone now, right?
Yeah, I don't think any of them named Buddy except for Buddy Hackett.
Yeah.
No, they're not. It's just it's an endearing
pal.
Name.
Hey, pal.
For example, I know that there are a lot of Bobby John or something like that, and they call them BJ.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll take their
AJ.
AJ.
CJ.
PT. PJs.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, BJ, call your kid BJ. Not good.
No,
not really
stop that.
Good. There are other connotations to
I knew
that.
A BJ, back BJ Tuttle, years ago, back on Cape Cod.
Wasn't there a BJ Thomas?
Oh, yeah, the song about raining in Southern California.
Yeah, something like that.
That doesn't do it?
He did a couple of them. Right. Not the same song, but he did a couple of songs.
Yeah, he's gone now.
I don't know.
Well, he's not in the popular mainstream.
Wasn't there a BJ in the Bear?
Oh, yeah. That
like
was
that?
Greg somebody. He was really cute.
Yeah.
But the bear was a monkey.
Yeah, but you call him Buddy.
Did he call him Buddy,
no.
too? Oh, my God.
I don't really know.
What have we done?
But I'm saying think twice. Think that through.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Think initials through, man. Middle initials. You're spelling a name, man.
I don't know why. I don't know. It's just a nickname that has no relevance whatsoever. I didn't know other people called their kids Buddy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, maybe I didn't pay attention, but now I hear it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he's not my buddy.
No.
I have no buddies.
And is it endearing? It's your father. He's not your friend.
I know.
Why are you trying to befriend your son?
It's not done in the literal sense, but if I didn't call him Buddy, I would make the same comments you're making if I wasn't involved in doing that very thing. I agree with you.
Yeah, and if you didn't have a son, you'd be thinking, wow, this is wrong.
And then I'd be calling my chair Buddy or something.
Or your daughter.
My daughter.
Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
I wonder how she'd like that.
I don't know. I don't think it's a horrible thing.
Your daughter's so awesome that she wouldn't mind, I'm sure.
She probably wouldn't. It's better than calling your kid, hey, ass jerk or something like that. That'd be bad.
That's child abuse. And people need to not do that. That's verbal abuse. It's the same as abuse.
Right.
And I don't like it.
It's even worse.
It is. Sticks and stones and words hurt. That was a silly thing. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt. They hurt more than sticks and the stones.
You're very right, Tori.
Because the bones heal.
Mm-hmm.
Those are emotional scars.
You know,
we should have some music.
If there was one, if there was one purpose for you to be here today, it would be to point that out. And
really?
Also, when a parent says and goes to smack the kid, which you should never do, by the way, they say this is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. No, it's not.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
No,
with
actually,
people?
They don't say that. Say it the other way around. I'm sorry.
I know because it would hurt them more than me because I'm the one doing the whacking.
That'd be insensitive. I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
But you do. You know what? You get a driver's license, as they say, to drive a car, to open a business.
You're right.
All kinds of things you need licenses to do. To have a farm or some animals.
Yeah.
But to have a kid, you just pop it out and hope for the best. It's sickening.
I don't even want to know how many families in this country are actually raise their children in an ill, abusive manner.
Ugh.
I don't even.
Look on the news.
I'm going to guess it's more than half, to be honest
with you. Oh, that's scary.
You.
I hope not.
Yeah. And I don't think you have to be poor or live in a slum to do something like that. I think it crosses.
It helps, but.
Everything helps. Yeah. But I mean, I think it crosses all lines of monetary existence.
Monetary, too. I think some people just keep having kids because they get on the dole and then you're just there. I'm not saying a lot of people do it, but it happens. And I don't know if these kids are well taken care of. If their just purpose is to just get more money, what is their real purpose? To be loved, it should be. I'm getting upset.
Yeah. I agree with you that, I mean, in our society, in our democracy, you can't do that. But I do believe that certain people should not be having children. You can't bring up a child if you can't create an atmosphere for them that is loving and also financially protective.
Yeah, it's,
you don't
it's
want your child eating you know,
hot dogs.
No,
I saw a big plate of hot dogs last night. Did you see that?
We should say that, yes, that we attended a food thing last night where they had 40 vendors and food
40,
restaurants.
Huh?
Yeah,
nice.
That's what they said. And there was all kinds of food. And to be honest with you, Tori, I feel you. I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Because the first place I went was to a table that was displaying hot dogs.
Did you?
Yeah, this was the Pawtucket Red Sox table.
Oh, that's right. It was. They were right next to Christo's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't do the hot dog thing because that's a whole meal right there.
I wanted to sample everything. Hey, gals.
You ate a whole hot dog? Oh, my God.
Right away, immediately, which is probably why I was dyspeptic for the next 5 hours.
I went to Italian Kitchen and got their meatball and little pasta. That was my first meal.
Oh.
I wish I had a salad to go with it, but I didn't get a salad.
There are other places with salad.
I couldn't find one.
So there's like 40 different tables, and you go up and you can sample anything you want and go back and have as much as you want. It's a wonderful thing, but it does cause, for me, and I think for you, a large amount of indigestion.
Because, I got a sharp pain, yeah.
Yeah, because you're eating all kinds of different foods.
I'm mixing all desserts, then I'm, you know, regular foods.
Yeah,
and
it's just bizarre. If you were to do that in real life, sitting down at a table, people would probably arrest you and say, you're sick. You're sick, man. You know how to eat.
I love that it had not just restaurants, but colleges and high school, their cafeterias, their culinary
arts. Some of it was pretty good.
It was great. Yeah. These people are great at what they do.
I agree with you.
But I also had nursing homes and banks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out in my head. Why does this, get the restaurants, but then all of a sudden there's some, you know, few banks and a few nursing homes.
I get the nursing homes because they have to feed the people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, good.
Banks, not a lot.
They have give out lollipops sometimes?
I don't know. Yeah, when a bank has like...
They had Starburst at their table, I saw. I think it was that bank.
Yeah, it's got to be that. Banks and dentists, they don't get along because banks are handing out candy and dentists are going, hey, what the hell's going on? And then on second thought, thank you.
Yes. They, you know, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was a fun time.
It was a good time. Yeah, I went right for the hot dog, man, because I don't eat hot dogs and they're horrible for you.
And they're sitting there, who knows how long? It's a place.
4 hours.
God, it's like a convenience store hot dog.
Sneezing on them. And
I don't even think of it.
It may not even be relish.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Nice people.
Oh, I'm not saying that they are.
Right. But the food, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's horrible.
Simpson Spring was there. I had some soda. I had a couple samples of soda.
Simpson Spring is an old soda company in Eastern Massachusetts.
Yeah, like the oldest in New England. It's awesome. Yeah.
But
Chris
again,
is awesome.
You know, I hate to complain about everything, but when I went up there, I said, don't you have any diet soda for
Everyone
people that can't
it.
Have sugar?
Yeah.
And so, like, how long would it take them
to make one diet soda?
To figure this out.
Well, you know, her answer was to you.
What? She said, shut up and get out of my place.
No, she said, we have seltzer.
Yeah. Well, I want
seltzer.
There
are four flavors of seltzer.
But I want seltzer.
I love grape. The grapefruit seltzer, man, I love it. Anything grapefruit, I am all about.
Seriously?
I'm all over it. Lavender and grapefruit. Hint, hint, everybody. That's what I love.
Maybe that's why you have stomach problems. Grapefruit is absolutely disgusting. It's one of the most acidic fruits there are.
It's so good.
And if you eat it wrong, it squirts you in the eye and you can't see
anything.
Yeah,
that could happen. Yeah. That was a Seinfeld episode with the birthday card.
It was also, that old movie there? What was that?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Cagney. Yeah, smush it right in our face.
Right. Why, yo.
Yeah. I don't think it was Jimmy Cagney, though. I think it was
somebody.
Cary Grant. And he did it to
Catherine Hepburn, I believe so.
I think that was, I liked the remake of that movie, and I don't even know what the name of either one of them was.
I
but I know
movies.
It was remade.
I'm not into
I
it.
Love movies.
You have a very annoying quality because you will walk up to complete strangers. And when I say complete strangers, it's not like even, they're not even strangers. They're complete strangers. Right. They don't even like belong anywhere. And you walk up to them and you tell them who they look like.
I do. I have to.
And if they don't know who you're talking about, they think there's something wrong going on.
Yeah, but once in a while, not a lot. I mean, but half the time.
You freaked the guy out.
Because he looked like an X-Man.
He did, but he was 90 years old.
He was happy about it. No, that guy wasn't. He was in his. He was like my age. The one guy, the door ambassador.
No, not that one.
Oh, the other guy.
There's an old guy.
Oh, with the white hair.
Yes, and he even had a cane. And when you have a cane, leave them alone.
Yeah.
And you walked up to him and you told him he looked like some kind of character that he didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Right.
Because he's 90, man.
No, he was only like 70.
70, 90. Yeah. And you told him, and he looked at you, and it was he was going to almost hit you with his cane.
He was not. He just kind of hobbled away.
He felt attacked by you.
The other guy was happy about it. I kept running into him all over the place,
yeah.
And he'd smile, and I'd get him on video. Yeah, he looked like Bruce Davidson, the mutant in X-Men.
Everyone
agreed with me.
Yeah.
And
if they know who he was.
And I showed him the picture, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm almost there. He said,
But he didn't know who that was until you showed him the
picture.
But
then he agreed with me.
Mm-hmm.
Then he loosened up.
I don't know.
He was ambassador. The ambassador. I think they should have had that. I'm telling you.
Well, they did. Not. Anyway, that was yesterday, and so that's what we did, and we were promoting the podcast and the TV and the whole bit. So anyway, what else is new in your life, Tori?
Well, also last night I put on Facebook our little conversation. Many people laughed, except Tommy Monahan. He put a sad face. I don't know what that means, but he doesn't understand emoticons really well, or emojis. Remember our conversation?
No.
We talked about we laughed about that too.
We
can't even remember, but we remember we had one, and we remember that we needed to remember.
Correct.
But then we forget.
Yeah.
But to Ron's credit, he remembered before me. It was gone out of my mind. It was totally gone, but he brought it back to his mind.
I think it had something to do with the misunderstanding of a particular
a word. It did. That's what it was. And once you told me that, I remembered.
Yeah.
But you nailed it, buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Okay, fine. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, gal.
All right, guys.
Hey, guys.
All right, ladies. Calm down, ladies. I said, we talked about being there at the event. And I said, well, I'm just here for the lulls.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, oh, yeah, life is full of highs and lows. You can't have the highs without the lows. I said, but that's not what I said. And you said, but that's what I said.
Right. Well, I had to come out of it
and
properly.
I explained what lulls are. L-U-L-Z. Yeah. Just laughs. Laughing out louds.
There are also lulls.
Yeah, there are. See, lulls. That's what you thought.
That's what I thought you were referring to.
I know.
But you were saying, and I still don't understand what you're saying. You were saying luz?
No, lulls.
Lulls.
L-U-L-Z. I'm here for the laughs. I'm here for the laughs.
Well, do you understand that lulls and lulls sound like really the same?
They did because
exactly.
You made.
Exactly.
They do.
Yeah. And
they
then lows would not be like lulls or lulls.
It'd be kind of the same, right?
Well, Lowe's would be like one of the lulls.
Where you buy nails and hardware.
That's Lowe's.
See how tricky it can be? You see now. You see what I'm saying?
I should have gone into a Lowe's thing.
But not a Home Depot, because it rhymes with nothing.
Anyway,
I know why.
You had
so did you make a fire last night in your fireplace? It was so cold.
It was the temperature last night was going to be in the single digits.
And it went negative.
I've got a single digit. Anyway, I don't know what that meant.
Sound very big.
That was one of my lulls.
So why don't you light a fire? You were telling me that you don't light fires in the fireplace. I think that's a complete waste if you have a fireplace.
Well, probably it's like having a stove and never cooking.
Yeah.
Which happens. I lived in Rochester, New York for 2 years and we had a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem was that whenever I lit the fireplace, and it was always cold in Rochester.
And why did you live there?
I had to for two years.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like an ankle bracelet situation?
No. It wasn't an ankle bracelet. It was actually around the wrist.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I would light fires, and that would be toasty warm.
That's against the law, dude. Now I get it. It wasn't ankle.
Gals, it was in the fireplace. So
I used to light fires.
It would be...
sometimes in the fireplace.
Right. And not always in my house.
Sometimes abandoned buildings.
Sometimes there were commercial buildings.
Yeah, that was an insurance problem.
I just wanted to warm them up.
Need some money.
So I would do that, and it would be toasty warm when the fire was ablazing. But then when you put the fire out, you couldn't close the flue right away, and I did feel a little flu-ish.
Uh-oh.
You had to leave it open to let the smoke air out. During that period of time, the wind from outside would always come down the chimney, and all that nice warmth you had in the room would be gone within 1 minute.
I didn't even think of that.
And you can't, until the thing stops smoking, you can't close that lid thing.
Well, I never stop smoking, just so you know.
So that's the problem. That's why I don't light fires in the fireplace, because it's it's nice when it's going, but then the thing freezes again like you never did anything.
Well, let me ask you this then. Why can't you just enjoy it for like an hour or so and enjoy all that warmth and the ambiance and everything?
Let me ask you this. Why don't you just put the heat on? What's your problem?
There's no ambiance with heat, dude. It's not the same thing. There's nothing. You get a smell. You have the warmth. You have the flames. It's a visual. Oh, it's a whole thing.
They have the burning log on TV now. You can watch that.
The one you buy for what do you call those things? The little amber logs?
Yes.
Fire log. What do you call those things? They sell them in
fire log is what the fire department publishes where they've been the night before.
All right, wise guy.
There's a fire down on Main Street. Here's the fire log.
Right, but I mean, what do they call those things? Remember?
They used to call them Duraflame logs.
Duraflame! Yeah. They used to have one like, let's make a deal. You got a Duraflame. Right. Big prize.
But it would be different colors at a point, too. It would be really, really pretty.
So more reason to do that.
Yeah, but again, it draws the hot air out of your house as soon as you put it out, and you can't close the flue.
Yeah, but otherwise, you don't enjoy the hour of warmth. You don't get that. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you get that.
Even though you get cold later, can't you just enjoy the warmth and the visual and the smell and everything of it happening for like an hour or at least maybe longer if you keep it going, keep feeding your fire?
Yeah, but you pay for that after it's over, and then you got to turn the heat up anyway because things are freezing.
It's like, then why ever drink? Because might get a hangover. You're going to enjoy it while you're drinking. I look at things that way. At least you're enjoying it for the time being. Even if you pay later, maybe a little bit.
I don't pay later.
Okay.
I don't drink that much.
No, I don't either. But I guess if you want to just drink a little bit to feel good.
Yeah. That doesn't last very long. I don't understand how there could possibly be alcoholics because it's just a lousy feeling at a
point.
It is.
I don't want that.
I don't get it.
Why do I want to throw up? I have a headache and all these things. I don't want that.
It's the same with pain pills because you're in excruciating pain and you need to take something, realizing you're not going to go to the bathroom for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Remember when you said that to me? So listen to this. It kind of happened to me. So I laid off the pills because I'm like, oh, Ron was right. Well, I haven't pooped lately. What's happening with this?
Yeah.
Then I saw a commercial. Mind blown. This is the worst medication commercial I've ever seen because the side effects, it's like, oh, if you have, opioid constipation, you can take this. Well, I would rather have opioid constipation than everything. Stomach bleeding. My mind was like, when I heard the side effects, there's no way I would take that. I would just be bound up forever because I'm not taking that
stuff. But everything you take pill-wise has side effects that can cause the exact problem that you're taking the pill for.
Right.
I never figured that out. Why does somebody in a research lab say, we can cure cancer with this pill?
Yes.
What are some of the downfalls? It can give you cancer. You know, let's put it out on the market then. And then the doctors will say, well, you got to take the chance because you can't not take anything because that's nothing's going to happen.
And they're getting paid
then
if you take something too. But people lining their pockets with this medicine.
Taking pills is taking a chance that you're not going to get anything bad from it, but you could.
Do you know what else? Speaking of pills, Advil, ibuprofen.
Yes.
You know what the side effect is for that? Headache.
No. Oh, there you go.
So when people read it up, look it up. Yeah. I'm totally serious. Mm-hmm. I read this like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when someone says, give me an Advil for my headache, I think, wow, you're really missing the boat here.
Yeah, yeah.
Take Excedrin. Listen, that's all that works.
I think that in all those cases that we're talking about, if you take them for a prolonged period of time,
they lose effectiveness?
No, they will give you
those
side effects.
Oh, my God.
It's very rare that you take it, that you take a pill, and then the next day you have a blood test and you have liver cancer.
Right.
It's something that happens for frequent use. There's Prilosec, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Will actually destroy your stomach at a point.
Oh, fun.
But yet people, in the commercial, they say, I take Prilosec every day.
I do too, for 10 years now. But you know what? I take a low dose. 20 milligrams a day is not going
to... It doesn't necessarily do that to you, but it could.
I don't have a choice because I have a hernia.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's a doctor will say, you kind of have to do it.
Unless I want my throat to burn up.
Then you take something else for the you take the burning throat pills.
It would burn. The acid would burn my throat. Stomach acid belongs only in the stomach. Mm. When it comes back up here through acid reflux, you have a chance you can get esophageal cancer.
Oh.
So I would rather just take the chance on my stomach than feel the pain, feel the burn, and know it's eating through my throat.
Yeah. Ugh. You know, we didn't do this stuff. When we were in our 20s and 30s, we didn't take anything.
I was fine.
Nobody took anything.
No.
And even if you were felt a little bad, you just like shake it off.
Sure.
And you hit like 40 or 50 for sure.
Yep.
Start getting the pills out.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to find something about you.
So I can't wait. Any young person listening to this?
Yeah.
Listen up. It's going to be you next.
I also thought I was impervious.
Yeah,
I thought I was nothing would ever happen to me because I felt good.
Yeah.
I remember my father. My father said stuff to me that I never believed. Mm. Everything he said
that
to me.
He loved you?
Wasn't true.
I just had to go there. I can't help it.
Call me buddy, actually.
That's where it started. Yeah.
No, he said to me, he said, wait till you have kids. You'll understand what I'm talking about. I'll be a better father than you.
You sounded like an old sailor. Wow, you were a young child with a deep voice.
I was very deep, yes. Yeah. Emotionally, it was quite deep as well.
Yeah.
Everything he said to me, I poo-pooed. I said, no, that's not going to happen.
Right.
I'm going to be better than you.
Did you say it to his face or just behind his back?
Behind his back,
right,
I can't say to his face.
In
those days, kids had respect for their elders.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't happen much anymore.
That's too bad.
Which part?
The lack of respect.
I agree with you.
When I see old people, they warm my heart. I almost cry because they're so old. They're almost at the end of their life. And
you're
going
a little too far now.
That's why I could never like work in a nursing home because I'd be so, if someone died, I'd lose it.
I know. Well, that can happen at any age. But anyway, look, that's not the point. It's not the age. It's the fact that you have to start doing stuff about yourself.
Right.
The mere fact that a doctor will tell you at the age of 45 or 50, you're going to have tube shoved up your ass.
Oh my God.
Every 3 years.
What? No.
Yes.
Oh, the colonoscopy.
Yes, man.
Oh, you made it sound worse than it is.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a wand. Is it a tube? What is it?
It's,
I'm always out cold.
It was on the table next to me once, and it was like they were going to be cleaning out my pool.
Oh my God.
It looked like vacuum hose.
Oh.
And there were cameras in it, and a couple of guys manning the cameras.
Oh my God, this is
awful. And they made me groggy. They gave me the Michael Jackson stuff.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
And I understand why Michael liked it.
Yes, I know, right? I don't remember a thing. I am so happy.
Yeah, it was. When I woke up, I felt like really okay. You know, I wasn't like really out of it. I was just like, oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. How'd it go?
What'd you find? Yeah. Treasure?
Yeah. And then I remember the doctor telling me something, and then like 10 minutes later, but that has nothing to do with the propofol.
No. That's the Lipitor.
That's the Lipitor talking.
It is.
That's your Lipitor talking
right
there.
And you
got
to listen to all the shows to keep up with our little drama we have going with the cereal.
Do. You got
to
do that.
We talk about these things, different things every week. And we'll bring up Buddy later, and you won't even know what we mean. We just say, hey, Buddy, and we laugh.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
You don't want to know.
I have no idea.
We
have to take a quick break. When we come back, more program. Hey, Tori is here. Did you know that?
Not really.
Wildlife poaching doesn't just happen in faraway places. It's a crime committed against countless wild animals all around you. Poachers don't care about hunting seasons, endangered species, or even the safety of other humans. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, which protects wild animals through habitat preservation and by confronting cruelty, needs your help. Learn your state's wildlife laws, so when you witness a crime against a wild animal, you can report it immediately. Help protect wildlife at wildlifelandtrust.org.
Smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords. Create unique ones and keep them safe. Next, look for and install security updates from device manufacturers. Also, have an active firewall for your home router. And consider using a professional installer to set up your new devices. Easy tips from the Consumer Technology Association to help keep your devices secure.
Now that he is finally free of the constraints of terrestrial radio and into the anything goes atmosphere of the podcasting world, we can finally say that Ron Van Dam is one badass motherfucker. What was that? Okay, that's the way it's going to be? Great. Fuck you. You're listening to the fucking Ron Van Dam Show on Metro South Podcasting.
I didn't even say anything that time.
It's embarrassing.
I love John.
It's embarrassing.
We're just cracking up here, people.
Anyway, Tori Lagarde joins me. She's a humorist, and she has a humor and a femur.
That's true. I am. I have this quick wit. I catch yeah, things really quick. Fast, yeah. And people just go, "What?" They don't even know they threw it, but I caught it. See what I'm saying?
You were doing something that I don't understand, which was a Facebook video. What do you call that?
Oh, a live feed.
Live feed.
Sure.
And yeah.
Live stream, live feed, whatever they call it.
I don't understand that.
There's an option on your Facebook if you have a handheld. Yeah. I don't think it's on the laptop, obviously. Right. But if you have the handheld, it says go live. You can click the go live button and you can describe, type out what you're doing. Right. And then it'll count down and you can just go live. And it'll show you how many people are watching. They can read the comments.
Here's my curiosity about this. Mm-hmm. Are there actual people who actually sit in front of their device 24 hours a day waiting for something to happen on Facebook?
I doubt it.
So how does that work then?
How it works is, I think, happens.
Does it notify people that you're doing it?
Yes.
And does it? Do they have to be sitting in front of their computer or something to be notified? And
yes.
Okay. So if I were in the bathroom, it's not like, it is a coincidence.
So it's like if someone happens to be on there reading their notifications and something pops up, Tori is live now, they may or may not click on it just to check it out.
I see. And well, who wouldn't?
Well, I only got 14 people viewed it last time. But then afterwards, I post it. At the end of your feed, you hit post.
Yes.
And then it saves it online, and that hits 75 views.
Oh, my God. So people can watch it later on.
Watch it later.
I see what you're saying.
So only 14 people caught it live.
Okay.
Which is fine.
That's fine.
That's good. And then it stays up there.
Gotcha.
And then I can't address them at the time if they see it later. But at the time, I could do what they say.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a...
Now, you can only do this as a live feed. You can't produce something and then post it immediately.
Yeah.
You can do that too?
Sure.
I see.
Why not?
It's just that
it
won't.
Just that you wouldn't be able to get the interaction unless you're doing the live feed.
And the interaction would be people saying,
they're typing in things like, oh, say hi for me. I did. And, you know.
But in order to see that, don't you have to stop and say to yourself, what do I do now? And so I'm watching you live. Read somebody's comment, so you stop doing what you're doing. Your attention now is toward the comment.
Well, actually, if you hold it in your hand, the camera is in your face, and the comments are right underneath, so I'm not even looking away. I'm staying right like this, and I go, and I see it, and my face is still there.
So like a little teleprompter thing, a monitor.
Yep.
I see.
I haven't even watched. Sometimes I don't watch them right away. Like, I haven't watched the one I did last night yet.
Yeah.
I want to see the fun. And I didn't watch the one I did in Alabama yet either. So I'm trying to...
I told you the one that I thoroughly enjoyed because it was vicarious for me. You went to a Walmart in some godforsaken southern town.
I did.
And
at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It was late.
First of all, that would have scared the crap out of me even to go to Walmart in the south. Secondly,
it was almost empty.
It scares the crap from you going to Walmart in the north.
I was in Trump country.
Yeah.
Like serious Trump country.
Yeah, yeah.
So you mean there's like bumper stickers and pickup trucks I don't know. They're proud of this guy. But then not for long because I mean when he yanks away all their benefits and things, we'll see.
Well, that's going to take too much time. I think they're going to, here's my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
I originally predicted before he was president, I said that he would be impeached, in impeachment proceedings by August.
Yeah, you said like 6 months.
Yeah, and I'm still holding that to be true. I think they're going to find that he had not only a connection to Russia, but during the nomination process, that he knew what Russia was doing and that they were hacking.
Mm.
Not that he encouraged it, although he may have and probably should have.
Mm-hmm.
He was aware of it. That's impeachment proceedings personified. And I believe that will occur. No guy would throw up so many smoke bombs in order to dissuade people from looking at something that he claims he didn't do.
Right.
So there is, by doing that, there is almost a curiosity as to why are you trying to hide this so much?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's what his attacks there on President Obama, for example.
And something just came out a couple of days ago that there's another Russia connection with someone in his inner circle during the election.
If you have so many it's a problem already, because if people in your inner circle were involved in this with Russia, if you didn't know about it, then you're a sucky, sucky manager.
But Hillary's emails.
Well, of course.
Oh, certainly. Wow. Horrible.
You know what I seriously believe, and I don't know why anybody's bringing this up, is if the election was tampered with by influence from the Russians and it was a deliberate thing in order to make Trump win, Trump wins, why wouldn't we as a nation say, do over? How can you let him win if it was done through outside influence in order to make him win by another country through hacking illegally hacking into things? That's a do-over to me.
Yeah, all right. So I'll play devil's advocate. Okay. Let's say we do the do-over.
All right.
Okay, and let's say Hillary...
I'm not saying she's going to win.
But let's say she does. I'm going to say you do a do-over. Hillary, takes over. She's the president.
Because if they did it today, it could happen.
But then even if, say, it happened, you're going to have a big uprising of all these Trump people that say, he was president. Why are you changing things? You're just whiners. You're snowflakes. You're not happy. Then you got a whole new set of problems.
Well, the courts would have to. Say this, and of course, and everybody would say, "Oh, the courts are horrible."
And then they're going to start firebombing the temples and the mosques, and then things are going to escalate, and things are going to get worse.
They're already doing that, and things are going to escalate and get worse, even if he stays in office. I think we're headed down a not so fun road, but certainly very interesting.
Nazi fun road.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Nazi fun road.
You know, April 20th is coming fast.
That's right. April Fool's is coming fast, too. That's on a Saturday.
I never
answer
my phone on April 1st, ever since my daughter called me with some RF. Every year she thinks up these bad ones.
Oh, see, people who play the game, that's not good.
I can't answer my phone. That's
not funny. Nothing's funny when you know, I see these shows on television about, and these people who make phony phone calls.
I think those are funny.
I don't.
Really? Do you like Impractical Jokers? Do you love that show?
No. No.
Really?
It's funny. But when I'm watching it, I feel guilty that I'm doing it at somebody else's expense. And somebody is being embarrassed.
What if they're compensated later for their use of their stuff?
It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. They were shown publicly to be the fools.
But they have to agree to it, right? To be shown?
Yes, they do.
So
yes,
they must get, you know.
Oh, most people have a very good sense of humor about something like that. But its core activity is to make everybody laugh because they made somebody do something stupid. And that's not very, very human to do.
No, but it's very hilarious.
But it's not really... It's hilarious at somebody's expense, Torrance.
Oh, I guess, yes, in that case. I'm thinking of Impractical Jokers where they all agree to it, and then they are the ones that go in there and make fools of themselves to win the prize.
Yes, that is different.
It's hilarious. Different.
Yeah, they're making fun of themselves.
Correct.
You're right. I forgot. Candid Camera used to be very, very
lighthearted,
popular.
Yeah.
But still, and then it got to be a little bit more egregious.
All I can remember about Candid Camera was one episode with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And she had a bandaged ankle, and she's this bombshell. And they had these men carrying her because she couldn't find her car in the parking lot. And they had to, you know, literally carry her all through the parking lot. But who's going to say no to a young Dolly Parton?
You're not hurting anybody like that.
Well, they could throw out their back, but they wanted to because it's Dolly Parton.
But then they started doing practical jokes on people. See, that wasn't practical jokes on people. That was...
What was it? That's my famous Candid Camera episode.
You were doing people's reactions. I don't know.
But it was always about reactions, wasn't it?
But April Fool's is like actually putting somebody in
peril.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, some of them actually scare the people almost to death.
Right.
And they put them through traumas, and they say, "Only kidding." I don't like that.
Usually that's overseas.
Like that,
America has these laws and these rules, apparently.
No laws
but
and
you,
rules, Tori.
But you go, you watch some of these things on YouTube. I'm serious.
Yeah.
From Japan and from Germany or wherever, even Canada, they really cross a line.
Yeah,
and
they do.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
What they can get away with in other countries.
Well, we've crossed the line in this country.
We'll sue people here.
Yeah.
You can't take a chance.
Big practical joke here is who's president.
I can't even say those words. So I don't. Hey, you know what movie I just watched that I loved? La La Land.
Really?
You know what? I put it off because I'm thinking, I'm not going to like this movie. I love this movie.
Mm.
And it starts off big. If you think it's going to start off slow, it doesn't.
They're dancing in the streets there.
In the highway. I mean, you know what? I was drawn. I had goosebumps. I have goosebumps talking about it.
Really?
I think it's so exciting to
dancing in the highway?
I love musicals. And so when I love to dance and sing and act myself. Yeah. Triple threat.
Right.
So when I watch other people doing this, I get all excited. I'm thinking, oh, what a life that would have been. I live vicariously through these roles.
I see.
And Emma Stone was great. I'm glad she won.
She's great.
And it was perfect.
She can't even sing or dance.
They learned how to sing or dance, sing and dance rather, for this movie, her and Ryan Gosling, which is impressive. He learned piano.
You would think they would have hired somebody who already knew how to sing and dance, but no.
I liked it this way better. Yeah. Like Robert De Niro, how he gains weight and loses weight for roles.
Yes.
I'd like to get into it, man. Christian Bale, same thing.
I would like to do that too so I could lose weight.
Really? Someone hire you to be like a skinny dude with anorexia? You'd do it?
Oh, and why does it have to be anorexia?
Well, you want to gain weight then? You want to be fat?
No.
Then what do you mean?
Well, I want to lose some weight.
All right, yeah.
But if I had a purpose.
It doesn't have to be anorexia.
Yeah, I mean, you're going a little too far with
Christian
that.
Christian Bale, because the mechanic, the machinist he was in.
All right.
He ate only tuna fish and apples. He lost so much weight, the insurance company said, you lose any more weight, you're not doing this role.
Because he was starting to get sick. And he did admit that he was not feeling...
No, those. He was a skeleton.
It came to a point where it was becoming dangerous.
It was. He looked awful.
Yeah.
But it was such a good movie and such a good role.
Oh, a great role of death.
With Jennifer Jason Leigh, who I love, who always does these offbeat roles.
Yeah.
Probably because her father died by a helicopter. His head was chopped off.
Oh my God.
That will probably affect you, you know?
I always wondered about that. When you see movies and things in real life, when people get off helicopters, they duck down as if the blades can chop their heads off. But the blades are a lot higher up than someone standing on the ground.
Right. But this helicopter, of course.
Well, tipped over.
Sure.
Right. And that would be a problem.
Yeah. I'm not going to be in a movie with helicopters then, probably because of that. It sounds scary.
So if there's a possibility of a helicopter tipping over, you better crouch down to make sure it doesn't.
Apocalypse Now. I'm glad everyone survived because, wow, that was serious helicopter stuff.
It happens. That's where movies might go a little too far with their stunts.
They could.
Yeah.
But I did see Moonlight also. I love Moonlight. I'm trying to see these Oscar-nominated movies, you know, because I didn't see any of them. Mm-hmm. Usually every year I watch them before the Oscars.
Yeah.
This year I didn't see any, unfortunately. But I'm putting off Manchester by the Sea because I have a feeling I'm going to cry a lot.
I've heard that it's very good, but it hits you too much.
Yeah, see, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I have to put that off for a while.
Oh, you should.
I do.
There's no reason why. That's as bad as going to a horror film.
Oh, yeah, you're saying
that. If it's going to move you to the extent where you're uncomfortable, why are you fucking doing it?
Well, because horror movies, people are not going to be in that situation. So they want to feel like, oh, I'm at a cabin, it's at night, or there's a slasher, or something bad could happen, and you get all nervous because it's just a movie. You'll never be in that situation. You really think so? No, I doubt it.
Well, I don't know about the slasher, but someone could break into your home while you're alone in a cabin or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, then I guess maybe it could happen.
That's a real, I don't think those things are effective unless it could happen.
Leatherface will come.
When I see a zombie apocalypse movie...
Right.
I thoroughly enjoy that.
Because you know there's no zombies.
Well,
I get
some
that.
People really think that there are.
I know. Those people need some help, but that's fine.
And then also, you can outrun them so easily.
Okay,
fine. And if they catch you, you did something stupid.
Right,
you know,
right. You fell down.
Yeah. Don't fall down when there's a zombie chasing you.
That reminds me of something else
in
movies.
Be careful.
Okay, this is true too. Yeah. Hunt for Red October and the new movie with Jeff Bridges, Hell or High Water.
Yeah.
Love that also. Great, great movie. Okay, any man that says in a movie they can't wait for their retirement and they have it all planned out, they have, you know, so far to go. Mm-hmm. Oh, my retirement, I'm going to do this. You're a dead character every time.
That's interesting. You're absolutely right.
It's scary because as soon as they say it, I went, oh, now we know who's dying.
Try to think of a movie where the lead character didn't have sex with somebody at about 45 minutes into the show.
Ooh, yep. Okay.
Very tough. I can go more than 45 minutes or a day and not have that happen to me, especially with someone that I don't know.
It's been months for me, so I don't even, I can't even comment. I don't even know what it's like anymore, and I don't care.
It's like in
it's
the
something
movies,
I don't miss.
Everybody has, well, you shouldn't.
I don't care.
Just like people in the movies, they just like things happen to them all of a sudden.
Right.
And of course, if it didn't, it would be boring.
Yes.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Right.
All right. We're out of time for today.
How does that happen? Did something pop up in your mind?
I had looked at the timer earlier.
Oh, you're peeking.
I forgot to do
your
the
peripheral
thing.
Vision.
the thing didn't go off.
That's what she said.
All right, with that.
All right, with that note.
Yeah, because people are making their own jokes now. Now you're doing it for them.
I have to.
Okay.
I will.
We'll be back with you soon enough. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.